The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the award-winning MG4, the no-compromise electric hatchback with a 450-kilometre range. Recharge your soul.
Sarah Reynolds is the founder of Organised Chaos, and she is here with advice as to how to deal with a messy press. You know you've got one. If you're like me, you've got more than one. I think I've counted three off the top of my head. Sarah, where do we even begin with the messy press?
Hi, Kieran. The messy press. Well, the first thing you want to do is just take it one press at a time. Don't be worrying about every single messy press that you have. And then starting at one press, the first thing really to do is to actually pull it out. So take out the stuff that's in there and really have a look at the items that are accumulating in the press or the drawer or whatever it happens to be.
And
that's step number one.
And when you have them all out, what do you do?
Yeah.
Spread them all over the floor, put them into piles,
yes.
Chuck stuff out,
yes, that's
ignore
exactly.
it?
Exactly. So what you want to do is, first of all, give yourself maybe like about, you know, a good 45 minutes or 60 minutes on this task, okay? So that first of all, you have an end in sight, but also so that you don't end up just getting fed up and ignoring it. And yes, what you want to do is you want to create categories. So have somewhere where you can spread out onto maybe a dining room table or onto a floor, somewhere like that. And you want to have a look at the different categories. So, for example, if we were sorting out a junk drawer or something like that in a kitchen, you might find categories like stationery or batteries or hair bobbins that the kids use before they go to school, those sorts of items. And have a look at all those different categories. If you have trouble making any sort of decisions, literally just categorize first. And then you go back through each category and decide what's going to stay and what's going to go.
And then when you've decided what stays, I mean, just horse it all back into the press and close it and hope for the best?
Yeah. Okay, so you've decided now, these are the items that I really need. First of all, the best thing to do is to make sure that each of these categories have an actual home. Now, it might be back in this press or back in the drawer. If you would like the idea of a more organized junk drawer, grab and go, that might work for you. Or alternatively, you might actually be able to give these homes around the house. So, for example, batteries might work better in your utility room. Stationery might work better on a kitchen counter or in a small office area. You might find the hair bobbins for the kids, etc., and the clips, they go back up to the bedrooms. And so therefore, you're actually allocating all those items back to their homes and the rooms where they're supposed to belong.
Mm.
Alternatively, then you might like the whole junk drawer and an area where you can grab and go if it's a busy household. So therefore, what you want to do is you want to divide and conquer. So each category gets a little box, a box for the stationery, a box for the batteries, etc. And you divide up your, if it's a press, you might use slightly deep mugs so that you know exactly where everything is when you need it.
And I should have maybe asked before we got to this point in terms of putting everything back or finding new homes for it, deciding what goes out and what stays. You know, I guess the reason people probably have a messy press is because they find that a difficult decision to make in the first place. And stuff you're unsure of just kind of gets horsed into this press. You know, and there's that great Michael McIntyre sketch about having kind of a press at home with Greek drachma in it and the keys to a house he hasn't lived in about 25 years.
I'll have to find that. But yes, yeah. And also another reason why things, a lot of things might accumulate is because you can't find the items when you need them. And so you end up going out and buying more and then shoving them in another press or drawer. And so what you do when you're categorizing and you're trying to decide, first of all, you'll probably find duplicates. And so therefore, it's great to have them together and really see the amount of stuff that you have. But by having duplicates and things that are similar, then that might help you make decisions, might make it easier. But as I said, again, creating categories as well, it gives you this bird's eye view of exactly what you own, and that helps in the decision making process.
Give yourself 45 minutes, take it all out, create categories, decide what stays and what goes, and don't lump it all back into the press. Find new homes for the stuff that needs a new home. Sarah Reynolds is the founder of Organized Chaos. Sarah, always great advice. So thanks a million for chatting.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the award-winning MG4. The no-compromise electric hatchback with a 450-kilometre range. Recharge your soul.